Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I'm going to start with a shout out.
Oh, we're doing that. Okay. Any requests as well? 131060. We'll get your tunes on.
No, who are you shouting out to? I want to my friend Romani, who's in hotel quarantine. She's in a very small room and Hi, Romani. She said she's got nothing to do today, but listen to us in the afternoon, then watch me on the TV tonight.
G'day, Romani. I'm so sorry for both
that. She's going to spend a lot of time with me today.
If anyone else wants a personal shout out, just slide into our DMs.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
If you need anything you need,
anything you need.
Not anything you need, but if you want a shout out across this show today, I'll give shout outs all show.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you were going to sit here while I do them. People might want shout outs.
I did years of community radio where this was all I did.
I missed out on that time. I'd like to do it
went
now.
Went straight into the professional.
I did. Big lead.
Oh, you missed out. These people, are they calling for shout-outs?
Probably.
Can we... Belle, are they calling for shout-outs?
Yeah. Oh,
Belle
no.
Can't talk.
No, apparently not. They're not even calling for shout-outs.
Oh, well, now don't make it sad. No. Please, someone, do you want a shout-out?
Anybody, please.
Stop it.
Anyway.
Okay. What's up next?
Is that Jesse?
Oh, it looks like we might have one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Zarin.
Hey, Zarin. Did you want a shout-out?
Yeah, shout-out to everybody who lives in the West. How's
good
that?
On you.
Top yeah. The whole graphic.
You've kind of done it, so I guess I don't need to, do I, Zarin?
Good on you, Zarin.
I think we're meant to take the details, give to me, and then I do it. I think if we ask them for the shout-out, it's not me giving the shout-out.
If you're trying to get through now and you can't, it's because everyone in Australia is...
How the shout-outs are going to work, guys.
We're not doing shout-outs, mate. We're not doing shout-outs.
Plenty more to come and maybe some shout-outs. It's Karen, Tommy.
Oh, God.
Gary and Tommy
for your Monday afternoon, and if you're looking for a shout out, you're in the right spot.
We've never had more calls because.
But I'm a bit confused because I thought a shout out was when I say hi to people, but you're saying a shout out is when people call up and give themselves a shout out.
No, they shout out to someone.
But then I'm not giving the shout outs.
No.
And I was excited to give my first run of shout outs.
So you did one.
Yeah.
Now you can just do some more if you want.
But I don't have the information because they've got the information.
Yeah, but you're getting them on to do a shout-out.
Shikaya, you there?
Yeah.
Do you want a shout-out for me or are you wanting to shout-out to someone else?
That doesn't make sense.
A shout-out for someone else.
Okay, off you go.
I'm here to give a shout-out to my nan and pop that's in Yarrawonga and because I'm doing home learning and to my teacher, Mrs. Steele. From Sacred Heart Primary School.
Hey, Shikaya, have you been to Yarrawonga?
Yes, I live in Yarrawonga.
Oh, do you? Do you ever say, do you linger longer in Yarrawonga?
Yes.
Yeah, I say it a lot too.
Yeah.
Good on you, Shikaya.
See, this is good, isn't it? Thanks, Shikaya.
This is community radio.
Connor, is this community radio or is this good listening?
Oh, this is great listening.
What do you want to give a shout-out to,
Connor? Oh, can I get a shout-out to my boy Parkswell?
Pardon?
Can I get a shout-out to my boy Parkswell?
Sure.
Can you give us one?
I'm so confused. Right. Hey, Parkswell. What do I say in the shout-out? Yeah. Hope you're having a good day. Hey, for
it's not from me, mate. It's just from you.
What about our next caller? Oh, is this Romani?
What do you mean, is it? You text her our hotline number.
But I didn't know she called through. Romani,
yes,
are you there?
You told her to call.
You started all this.
Well, my husband did say, are you going to give a shout out to him looking after the three kids at home by himself? So,
hang on, Romani. Do you want to do the shout out or do you want Gary to do it?
Let's just bring my whole family and friends into this, hey?
Okay, you give the shout out to your amazing husband, Jason.
Hang on. Why are you getting cold feet now?
No, because I've given Romani the shout out.
You've just said all the information to your amazing husband,
Romani,
Jason.
Romani, take the floor.
Oh, thank you to my amazing husband, Jason, and my three kids, who I just miss so much, Jada, Rhiannon, and Rio. So, yes, it's been hard, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So we'll be fine.
See, producer Sonda's almost in tears. Shout out to fun, Tommy. Oh, that was good.
Producer Sonda's in tears, so shout out to fun.
Okay, well, that was great.
So mate, there's so many more.
Yeah, but
can
we
go back to the moment where you went, oh, Romani called through after you literally had to send her the private number because our phone lines were jammed.
You yelled at Jesse,
what's the hotline number? I've got to send it to Romani. Romani, call now.
And then she comes up and you're like, oh, can we get Jezalenko on the Pots and Pans? Can we get that cut up, please, from where Bickers feigned surprise?
You even said the next caller.
Yes, you did. You asked. You asked.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Big afternoon of shout outs. Thanks to see Bickmore over there. I haven't done shout outs on radio since I worked at the Student Youth Network. Which is where we used to do all the time. But because you've taken quite a fancy to them. Because
my friend Romani, who started the whole show, I gave her a shout out because she's stuck in hotel quarantine.
Yes.
And then she just texted me and said the shout out made her day.
Yeah, which wouldn't be hard. She's got nothing else to do.
So you can mock me all you want. The shout outs are coming in. Well, not all you want. Yeah. The shout outs are coming in thick and fast. People still want shout outs.
Oh, why don't we take some of them now then?
No, because we're going to take. You've got a genius or idiot coming
okay.
up. Okay. I don't want to overrun the show with shout outs.
But just I did accuse you in that last break of feigning. Yeah. Surprise
yes.
when Romani called through because you were surprised despite the fact that you sent her the hotline number to call.
I was surprised and then told that she was the next caller.
And when you said that stuff, I was like, oh, maybe I've got it wrong and maybe you didn't feign surprise as much as you did. We've got the audio here.
What about our next caller? Oh, is this Romani?
What do you mean, is it? You text her our hotline number.
But I didn't know she called through. Romani, well, yes, you there?
You told her to call.
It's Romani.
Even when you said I didn't know she'd called through, we got told she was on the screen.
Yes, but then anyway, she wasn't there anymore. So I thought she'd gone. And then when she came up, I didn't know she was going to be there. The whole thing was in very fast motion.
Oh, let's do this.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
I got a fireplace at home that I've just started using, and it is awesome.
Toasty. Is it a proper one that crackles?
It crackles. What do you mean? Like, it's just
pops
wood.
And, yeah.
Yeah. It does, yeah. The occasional pop, which I always, but anyway, apart from that, it's very relaxing. When you have a fire, Bickers, what's the, yep. What's,
nothing. Why it's interesting that you're bringing up fires because I'm going to tell you a bit later on about my weekend.
Oh, wow.
Is it? when you
you want to go back to
shout outs then?
No.
When you have a fire.
I'll just have to think of something else to talk about later.
when you have a fire, what's the worst bit? Particularly focus on
getting it started.
If you're okay, what about afterwards or even the next day? Say if you're camping and you're around a campfire, is there a bit that annoys you? This is exactly what yours is about, isn't it?
I was going to tell you about the cool crew I joined on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Five hit crew.
Okay, it's just different. It's just different. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a lot of similar chat
outs. Don't worry, guys. We've got plenty of shout outs up our sleeve.
Yeah, there's heaps of shout outs. So, around a campfire. So, the next day, is there anything that's annoying about the campfire? Or when you're sitting around, is there something that can be quite annoying?
I reckon just tell me now.
Smoke, for the love of God.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. For making it feel like a conversation instead of someone staring at me.
I'm thrown because I had a whole talk break.
Someone staring at me and then staring at the planning whiteboard behind me. And then staring back at me. And then back at the whiteboard. And then back at me. And then back at the whiteboard.
The smoke's a pain in the ass. No. What's your genius or idiot plan?
We made, they're called SOGs, which are scented logs. And so instead of smelling like smoke the next morning.
Oh my God,
and because you know how people use oil, right? And they use like incense and all things. If you just chuck a SOG on your fire, you can not only have the warmth and glow of a fire, but your whole room smells like vanilla.
A big genius. Because your jacket the next day smells like the fire from the night before.
Do you know how hard I was trying to get you to that exact point and you just couldn't take your eyes off the words Carrie's Cool Crew on the whiteboard?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country for your Monday
wrong
afternoon.
Headphones are on. Sorry, Jessie. Vickers has put her old headphones on and just giving out the recipe to a healthy caramel slice that she's made. And Sonda was inquiring, what's gone into that? And we got it up to tahini and
she's
something
not even plugged into
it. Mate, what's happened today?
What's my mind?
I know. Should we go to
what is in the caramel slice though?
It's a healthy caramel slice. It's got like tahini and can we rice put it malt on, syrup. Do
you, should we put it on our
I
Carrie
give
Tommy
a
show?
Shout out actually to my makeup
not
artist,
more
Kath.
Shout out. Not more shout out.
Actually, there's lots of shout outs coming in. I've got one here from Nico Conti on our socials. Mm. He says, can I please have a shout out? Been a loyal 4-year listener. What's IMAO mean?
No, it's probably L, laughing my ass off, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah. There you go. G'day, Annie Lee.
Hello.
I'm guessing you might be calling for a shout out.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go for it.
I just wanted to shout out to Ivory Rose, my daughter.
She's had
a rough start to the year. She's 4.
Oh. Well, g'day, Ivory Rose. Because are you
hey,
going to say
Ivy Rose.
Good on you, Annie Lee. Thanks for getting involved. I've had a song request to
stop it.
I have.
Daniel.
I'm not joking. I've had a
Daniel,
song.
Daniel, while you get your song request. Daniel, are you wanting my caramel slice recipe or you got a shout out?
I need you to help me out, Carrie. I've got to get you to do a shout out for me to my partner Brittany. I'll be sleeping on the lounge tonight because I FaceTimed her this afternoon and she's seen that I stole her oat milk from this morning that I wasn't meant to have.
Oat milk. She'll love my healthy caramel slice recipe. Hey, Brittany. I reckon make him sweat it a bit longer.
Oh. I got a song request here from Mia. She said, can you please play Wolves by One Direction?
Oh.
So, Jessie, you got that? Or are we not going full community radio just yet?
I don't think we
you meant
have
to bring in
song.
Your CDs, mate, to play. That's all you
hey,
said.
Hey, up next.
Yes. Please, not more shout-outs.
No more shout-outs. Thank you for everyone for participating in Shout Out Monday. We'll be back next week.
It's got such a ring to it, doesn't it? Shout Out Monday.
I'll bring back some more shout-outs and my recipe with you.
That's great. Cooking with Carrie and Shout Out Monday.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon,
how
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We'll put the recipe online.
Okay.
You'll never guess what I got up to on the weekend.
Tell me.
We had a fire in the backyard.
Did ya?
Chris said, let's get a fire pit.
Mm.
And so he
That's fine.
Ordered it from Bunnings, click and collect, got the fire pit, set it up in the backyard, and we had a weekend of fires. I had to collect the kindling, which was like a blast from the past.
Where did you collect it from?
Just the bush area, like the shrubbery down the road from us.
The shrubbery down the road from you?
In the parklands. I took my placky bag and I went and collected the kindling.
Did you? Hmm. Good. Did you chop down trees is what he used for firewood?
Nah, he bought the firewood.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
But it reminded me, growing up as a kid, we used to go had to go get the kindling all the time. It was fun.
Are you on the edge of a burp?
My caramel slice is coming back.
You can re-say, you can say the ingredients again as you taste them on the way out.
And we all sat around and then we had s'mores.
What are s'mores?
Which is, they're American. It's like you get biscuits. Everyone was hitting me up on Insta to tell me I used the wrong biscuits, that I meant to use a granita. Is that the biscuit? The grainy one?
That.
Or digestives or something. Anyway, you used biscuits, sweet biscuits, and then you put a melted toasted marshmallow that you've toasted in the fire with a bit of chocolate and then squash like a sandwich, two biscuits together, and then you eat it. Delicious.
Kid heaven.
Anyway, I posted a pic on Instagram of this fire burning.
Yes.
And well, didn't things light up?
Did they?
Yeah, both in the fire and on my Insta.
Yeah, I got it.
I had so many people hit me up saying to
it's
me.
It's the big eyes that you give just before you're going to give a pun. It's like the headlights of a truck come on. And you're like, here we go. Here we go. Pun time.
I feel drunk.
Yeah, same.
I'm honestly not. Anyway, everyone, you had a fire in the weekend, as we discussed earlier. What's the most annoying thing when you have a fire?
If you don't know the answer to this, mate.
Well, according to Jesse, it's smoke.
Smoke's annoying. We didn't have that problem because the wind was blowing in the other direction. So for us, it was just beautiful. We sat around and we caught up. We played music in the background. Yeah. And when I posted it to Instagram, well, Instagram came with the goods. Firewood.com.au started messaging me.
Did they?
Yep. Excellent. And did excellent they ask fire you, content,
did they
said.
Ask you, can you mention it on air on your radio show?
No. Then they mentioned again. This is, I found this really weird. Then they messaged again saying, what is your favourite Patrick Swayze movie? We are a firewood company that specialises in Patrick Swayze content. Which I don't understand what that means.
What do they do, the guys at firewood.com do?
I don't know.
And then, I can't believe I've mentioned them now and then, as well.
And then on my DMs was just people telling me that they were having a fire as well with their fire pit. And I just didn't realise there was such a crew of fire pit people around Australia and that I'm now a part of the fire pit crew.
Oh, what do you do as part of the fire pit crew?
I just sit around and have s'mores.
Do you?
Yeah, listen to music.
A fair bit of Patrick Swayze by the look of firewood.com.
Oh, what's
Instagram?
Firewood? Oh, is it not like a firewood company?
You oh, just love, told us they specialise in Patrick.
They do love Patrick. Wow, it's a lot of Patrick Swayze and a lot of wood. A lot of wood and a lot of Patrick Swayze.
A lot
Swayze.
Of wood and a bit of wood. It's great.
Anyway, it got me thinking, what cool crew are you a part of? I'm now part of the Fire Pit crew. What crew are you a part of, Tommy?
Oh, the Does Better Things With Their Time crew.
You had fire on the weekend.
Oh, so am I part of the fire pit crew?
Nah, because you didn't have yours outside.
You're
in
the fire
Bunnings
place
fire
crew.
Pit.
Oh, I'm
you're a fireplace.
Place
they're not as cool as the fire pit crew.
We safe. Also did marshmallows.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you and your housemate toasted marshmallows together.
Yeah.
Two grown men.
Yeah. We did.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was good. Aww. Although I realised I had like three or four, and then I'm like, ooh, I could handle a lot more of these when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a lot.
Did you burn the roof of your mouth at all?
No, but I'm still a fan of the set it on fire straight away, blow it out, and then eat it. I never have the patience.
Eat a charge.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, have you got a little jingle for me?
It's getting cool in here, because Carrie's found her crew. Carrie feeling so cool, because she has found her crew. Yeah.
Have you found your
cool
crew? 13, 10, 6.
Didn't rehearse that one, did you, mate?
Have you found your crew? Because I'm now part of the Fire Pit crew, and I'm loving it. What's your crew? Give us a call, 13. 1060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Dear Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and Carrie has found her crew.
It's getting cool in here, cause Carrie's found her crew. Carrie feeling so cool, cause she has found her crew, yeah.
Carrie's cool crew.
It's only taken me 40 years, but I found my crew, guys, the Fire Pit crew.
Yeah.
Chris went and bought us a fire pit at the weekend.
Is he
and we
in
spent the
crew
whole
too?
Weekend. He's in the crew too. Oh, the whole fam's in the crew.
Really?
And we toasted marshmallows. I collected kindling. It was a great old romp. And everyone in my DMs has been going, oh my God, I'm in the fire pit crew too.
So when are you next fire pit crewing?
Oh, probably the weekend again.
Yeah.
Maybe even Thursday.
Yeah,
start
okay.
the weekend early,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I like it. And so you've asked on 131060 for people to call up to tell what crew they're in.
Yeah.
Which I've just realised is just more shout outs.
Yeah.
You're just doing more shout outs.
Yeah,
it's all you've done all show.
Yeah, I'm doing more shout outs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did promise I'd do them all. Show Shantae, Shantae, how are you?
I'm fine. It's Shantae.
Shantae. What crew are you a part of, Shantae?
I'm part of the coin collection crew.
Oh, talk to me. What is the coin? Well, I think I know what the coin collector what does the coin collector crew do?
So basically we just share coins, rare coins that may have defects or really old coins. Like I have one from the 1897.
Wow.
So people get on and value it or tell you which era it was from. So it's really, it's a dying kind
of course.
Hobby.
Hey, Shantae, the one, I'm assuming that's your most precious one, the one from 1897. What was it made of? Is that back when they were made of silver?
Out of copper.
Oh.
Copper.
Copper.
Mm.
Okay. Fine. Good on you, Shantae.
How often are you catching up, Shantae?
Sorry.
Quite often on social media of recent, but yeah, a few of us, there's a few different types of groups. So, cool. You know, we probably catch up at least once every 2 or 3 months. Yeah.
Shantae, what's your collection worth, you reckon?
At least a couple of grand, I reckon.
Wow.
Good on you, Shantae.
Natalie, what cool crew are you part of?
Hello, I'm a barber shopper.
Oh, my God.
A hair cutter?
No, you mean singer, don't you?
No, I mean I sing in the barbershop quartet.
Oh.
And I sing in the barbershop chorus. And there are thousands of us in Australia.
What right. a crew. We're I a mean, crew. All I want to do is ask you to sing, Natalie.
Same.
I'll sing for you in the quartet. So, yeah, we the girls are called Sweet Adelines, and we're actually all over the world. And we get together. We have Natalie. Competitions. We fly all over the world and visit other choruses.
Hang on, Natalie. I'm fascinated. But can you not sing by yourself?
Oh, well, I can, of course.
Give us a bit. Go on.
What would you like me to sing?
What's a classical barbershop quartet song for one?
Okay. As long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. There you go.
Yeah. Good on you, Natalie. I love the sound of your crew.
Oh, I have one more question for Natalie. I have
one more question for Natalie.
Natalie, I never understand why when people do the barbershop singing, they hold their hands together in front of them and seem to pull.
I don't do that.
Glad I went back to you.
Not, Natalie's crew aren't into that. Jessica, finish us up. What crew are you a part of?
I'm part of the Goon Army.
Are they as fun as they sound like?
Even better.
Do you play Goon of Fortune?
Yep.
What else do you do?
You're very young. Is it true, Jessica, that you're 20?
Yeah, she drinks Goon.
26.
Yeah, I'm 27 next month.
That's quite old in the Goon world.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I feel like...
You're a Goon veteran.
Yeah. That Goon was something that we all drank, but the young people these days don't drink Goon as much. But she's proving me wrong, Jessica is.
Huh. Yeah, our friends, every party.
And what do you... Is it...
Good crew chat. Inter crew. That's why you got to stick with your own crew, because you don't know how to talk to the people from other crews.
How much firewood did you pick up on the weekend? Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, a bit of advice from the Bic Mall.
This will be life-changing for you.
Will it? Yep. What area of my life are we talking about?
Well, if you proceed with what I think you're going to proceed with and you do this against my advice, it could leave you childless. It could leave, which is something I know you want, not childless, the children.
Yes, yes.
It could lead you in a lot of pain down there.
Oh, it's genitalia-based advice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's the best kind of advice for me.
Yeah, great. I'm glad when you give me genitalia advice, you don't do it in private, like good friends. Just broadcast to the masses.
Well,
I
want to tell everybody. Yeah, it's advice that everybody might appreciate.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, so you're giving this advice to yourself as well?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, yes. Mm. I've just thought it through. This is across both genders.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, that's coming up. But up next, I've got a wedding that I would have killed to be a part of, just to witness what went down. We're going halfway around the world for it, but it'll be worth it. It's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Here Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bick, as you've always said about this show, not enough Indian wedding news. Well, I'm here to fix that. Jesse, take us there.
This is Star Wars.
What?
The Bridal Waltz.
What is this?
I thought it was a wedding music.
But a bit of Bollywood fun or something.
Sorry, mate.
We're going for vaguely racist, not wedding.
I'm so Come glad on. I've saved us from that.
Come on, Jesse.
Do you have any Bollywood? Surely there's
surprisingly,
a bit of
I don't.
Ponting, what's the guy that sings Bollywood?
Ricky Ponting.
Oh, Brett Lee.
Brett Lee, a bit of Brett Lee.
Yeah.
He had a song, didn't he?
Yeah, or Punjabi MC or something like that.
Oh, Punjabi MC, what a tune.
I don't think we play that one, actually.
We used to. What do you mean? That Punjabi MC,
how does it go?
MC and Jay-Z one. I can't sing
it. While you find Punjabi MC,
okay.
You tell us about
feels
your song.
Nothing like
I know,
India.
I don't feel like I'm there.
I can't tell the story if I can't
I know,
be transported.
To be fair, I agree with you.
I feel like I'm in a church.
Have you found it yet?
No. Sorry,
I'll find it on my phone quicker than that.
Just look up Punjabi MC.
Then we'll get there. Oh, here we go. So quick.
Here we go. Just turn yours down.
Okay, hold on. Oh, Bickers, no. I think I spoke too soon. Hold on.
India. Bella said it's called...
No, that's
oh, yeah.
not it. That's not it.
That's doing it, though.
That's not the one, though. Where is it?
Just mild, please. Not too hot.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's
okay,
fun.
Okay, we're at a wedding in India.
Okay, great. So what happened, there was two,
let me turn it down a bit, they were going for a double wedding. So I'm going to introduce you first to Sindhu.
God, it's good music.
And she was going to marry, Sindhu was going to marry Naveen, right?
Yep.
And because to save money, Naveen's brother was going to have his wedding at the same time, same place. So they were going to go back to back, bang, bang, guest role from one into the other.
Who first?
Right?
The brother, then?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then Sindhu and Naveen. It was going to happen. I won't mention when it was going to happen. I realize I'm bringing you
old news.
Published on the 9th of January.
What? 6 months ago? Why is this in the news now? Have you been holding on to this the whole time?
I just wanted to make sure
Jesse
we were ready and Jesse had the right music. Perfect on timing too. Anyway, when the wedding day rolled around, which was January 3rd, they had the first marriage.
Yep.
And it went great.
Great.
And then poor Sindhu, she's up there and she's like, where's my fella? Where's Naveen? Naveen had legged it, right? Nowhere to be seen because the press later reported that the day before they posed together for photos and received the guests, the two of them, happy at this stage.
Yep.
But then press reported that what had happened in that 24 hours was that Naveen's girlfriend, scandalous, had threatened if the wedding goes ahead, she's going to spoil it by running out and drinking poison in front of the guests.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't it
that
fun?
That is like a film.
I know. I know. And then.
And so he didn't go ahead with it because he didn't want her to run out and drink poison.
Yes. And so he buggered off with the girlfriend. Guess what Sindhu did?
What did Sindhu do?
Sindhu said, is there anyone else who wants to get.
Oh, good on Sindhu.
Who wants to get hooked up? And a Bangalore Metropolitan Transport Corporation conductor who was there volunteered to marry Sindhu if both families are happy. And then they did it anyway.
Amazing. We didn't want to waste the wedding.
No.
No.
Obviously not. Obviously not. I wanted to know, on 131060, when did a guest get involved at a wedding? Because you know how you see in movies, if anyone has, you know, any objections or anything
now's
like that.
Now's the time.
Yeah. I want to know.
No one ever said
Did an ex get involved?
Yep.
Did, in this case, a transport corporation conductor from Bangalore get involved? Give us a call. 131060. We'll take your calls next.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon.
Because do you remember when I bought us a news story that I didn't realise was from January?
6 months old.
Yeah. Oh, that was just now.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah, cracking story. If you don't know about the wedding of Sindhu and Naveen, what you need to know is Naveen didn't turn up because his girlfriend...
We're over in India.
We're over in India in Bangalore, or Bangalore, as you said earlier when you got the name wrong. Girlfriend threatened to drink poison in front of the guests if the wedding went ahead.
He
legged it out of there, and then a bus driver put up his hand and went, g'day, I'll have a go. And
he stepped in, became the groom.
They got married. So we're asking, when did a guest get involved at a wedding? G'day, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, just living the dream. When did a guest get involved at a wedding?
Okay, so this was a few years back, and it was a big, huge Lebanese wedding, and there was like over 500 guests.
Yeah.
Took over like 2 years to organise. And my ex-husband, my husband at the time actually said to the bride, look, you know, you can still change your mind, when she was out in the church courtyard. So we go into the church, and about 15, 20 minutes later, she actually left the groom standing at the altar and just ran out. And then everybody blamed him.
What I'm fascinated, what happens in that situation? Because let's be honest, all the food's been brought, the party's set. Do you carry on?
No, we didn't. Like, everyone just was in shock, but everybody blamed him later on because they all heard him.
Was he saying it, Angela? Like every wedding I've been at, I reckon there's been someone that's made that joke. Wedding,
like,
he goes,
it's
it's not too late. Was it like that, or was he serious?
No, I think he said it sarcastically.
But it obviously put something in her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's probably having thoughts about it, and
You needed another guest from the Bangalore Metropolitan Transport Corporation there to put their hand up and
it's
step in.
It's a shame
in.
For all the food to go to waste.
Yeah.
And weddings are the best parties. I mean, you don't really need the bride and groom
there.
No,
I'd stay in party. Absolutely. Yeah. G'day, Andrew.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great, mate. When did a guest get involved at the wedding?
It was my little nephew. He didn't like the chick I was marrying, and when stood up and went, "No, uncle," and put his pants down and peed in everywhere. It was at the courthouse.
I
guess he was really against it.
Yeah, and what was, is he in his early 20s? How old is he?
No, he was like 22, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think he was 22 at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Good
I
on
think
you,
he was
Andrew.
3 at the time. Yes, 22 thank now. You. Yeah. What Mary, from, Mary, when did a guest get involved in the wedding?
Well, it wasn't a guest, but we were invited to a wedding overseas, and it was an arranged
where
marriage.
Where was it? Hold on, Mary. We need to set the
I
scene.
Can't
where
say.
Were we?
Oh, you can't
no,
say.
You can't okay. even say no, where. Okay, we were just going to give no. you music. That's all. We won't give you any music. Yep.
Right. So we were invited to this wedding, and we Skyped with the bride and everything before we went.
Yeah.
When we turned up, there was a few of us who went over. And we all thought, gee, she looks different. The bride looks different. Oh, well, you know, didn't think much of it. We found out later that the original bride had pulled out 3 weeks before the wedding. And so they were scrambling around looking for another bride.
Wow. It's like a racehorse scandal.
The scrambling around looking for another. It's not like looking for another, like, band to perform. Do you know what I mean? Like looking,
yes.
The point of the wedding is it's two people that have chosen to get married, not
no,
scrambled.
No, Mary said it was arranged.
Oh, was it arranged? I missed
yes,
that bit.
And
oh,
yes.
So
since
right,
then,
okay.
we've got been in contact with them and then they get on famously well.
Oh.
So it's all worked out, but yeah.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
So maybe guests should get involved in weddings more.
Well, that one worked out fine. And buddy Sindhu and the bloke from the
control,
conductor.
Yeah,
they're fine. Just marry anyone. Who cares?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Normally I love watching you embarrass, humiliate, hurt yourself
Thank
in
you.
All kinds of forms.
Thank you.
But I've got some advice for you up next
yeah?
because I spoke to someone over the weekend
oh, no.
That heard of something you were planning on doing mm-hmm. and what they told me, if you do this, it might yeah. mean you can never have children.
What, just continue on my merry way?
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, 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 there is something we need to discuss.
Well.
Do you remember how you years ago jumped on that horse nude?
Yes.
Yes, and then it
Which
made
one,
you
Maccabi
think,
Diva or Farlap?
Which one did
I've,
you go?
I've done them both.
That's right, and you were thinking about doing a tour of all the horses around
yes.
Australia nude.
Tommy Little's horseplay 2022.
And we had some great callers who had also jumped on horses nude, including Emily.
Have you got a horse statue or did you get nude on top of something?
There's a beautiful bronze statue on top of Mount Buller in the village there. And
oh
it's
God.
Of Clancy and his horse. And the horse is rearing up and it's very dramatic. But this time of year and with the weather that we've got in Melbourne currently, you'd have to also expect a little bit of snow.
I've seen Dumb and Dumber, and because on the chairlift, the ice makes the tongue stick to the chairlift.
Yes.
I'm a little worried that even if I get off Clancy and his horse, that maybe bits of me don't come off with it.
We had a chuckle.
We had a chuckle.
We had a chuckle.
What's happened? Has someone lost their nuts on a horse?
Oh, my God. So I was at my local cafe. You know Rick from the cafe down the road from my house,
yes.
right? And Rick came up to me the other day. He listens to our show all the time.
Good on
but
you,
But I wasn't
Love
expecting
you.
To be chatting balls with Rick. Rick came up to me and he said, oh, my God, I heard you talking about Tommy getting
yes.
nude on the horse.
Yes.
Tell him not to get nude on the Clancy and his friend or whatever
yes.
up at Mount
yes.
Buller because him and his mates were up there.
Oh, no. A
few drinks.
Oh, no.
Dared his mate to get nude.
Oh.
His mate jumped up on the horse.
Nude?
Didn't even get, yes, a chance to, move himself into position.
Oh.
As soon as he sat down,
stuck.
Ooh. It was so freezing. He was frozen to this horse.
Oh, my God.
When they got him off, he was ripped from the back of his knee all the way up his leg, under his undercarriage, up his butthole and his bottom.
Oh.
The entire backside. And he said, I know Tommy likes a dare, but you have to tell him he cannot go riding bareback on that horse.
But they still got him off. If I was in that much pain.
that you cannot. So did he have to get, you won't.
No, I'm not going to promise you that. He then had to get treatment.
I don't know.
How did they get it?
He said it was his friend.
Water.
I think it might have been Rick.
Oh. Well, you know, next time you're in there, just give him a little slap on the ass and see if he winces.
I asked him if he'd come on and talk about it. He goes, no. But you can talk about it, but I don't want to come.
He comes in the studio and I'm like, hey, you can sit down. No, I'll stand. You sure, mate? You don't want to sit? No. I'm fine.
He loves a pair of arseless chaps. That's how he gets around. He's got to let it breathe, the fresh skin. Anyway, it's a good lesson for you because I know we're going to head up there soon and I know that after a few drinks you're going to think it's funny. And when I tell you, you're not allowed up there, you're not allowed up there, okay?
No, we'll just bring a blanket.
And then it's not as fun if you've got a blanket.
No, because we'll remove it at the last minute. So we'll place it on it to
like
heat it up.
A magic trick.
And then, funk, blanket's gone. Not a stick anyway. Oh, God.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'll put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same. What?
Spoken. It's come on.
If you have just joined us, this is the game where Jesse reads lyrics to the song. We have to guess what it is. But it's gotten to the point where I think he got frustrated with the length of the game. And so now he's just started picking songs where the title of the song is also the
happy
first
birthday.
Lyric.
Happy birthday. Yes. Oh, my God. It's happy birthday.
Who's it by, guys? Come on.
50 Cent in the club. Oh, no, wait.
All right. Your first song. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Oh. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Oh.
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
Tommy?
Tommy.
I assume it's called That's What I Like, but I have no idea who it is.
Three.
Justin Bieber.
Two.
It's not right. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Pickmore.
Can I have some more, please, sir?
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds, all white.
Sorry, not
you.
Your diary. Just back to the song.
That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
That's what I like.
Oh, is it, Is it?
Three.
Is it a,
two,
is it a Nicki Minaj or something?
One.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I give you a point for the title, Tommy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's Bruno Mars.
Ah, you were just talking about Bruno.
I was.
Your favourite other song.
I was saying.
Marry Me.
I was saying, for a man that has many hits, that's not one that I would classify.
Yet that was one of his greatest hits.
Which one? The
Marry That Girl.
Sounds like a bad dude band.
Oh, Eli's telling me it wasn't a hit.
That's not Bruno.
Oh, that's a different song.
What's that song?
Who was it?
Who's that?
That's what Pickers told me before.
I thought it was... Surely that makes Bruno.
No, it's not. It's
you're thinking of, if you're looking,
it's Magic.
The band's name is Magic.
Oh, are they? Oh, yeah. That's what the person looks like that I thought would sing.
Oh,
that song.
I'm thinking of this song.
Yeah, that sucks.
What's this one?
We're on air. Yeah. You know?
That's Bruno. Marry You.
Yeah, but that's a different song.
Different one. Yeah. Good.
All righty. One zip. Song number two. Seasons changed and our love went cold. Feed the flame because we can't let it go. Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away.
Tommy, it's Post Malone in Circles.
Such a good song.
Three zip. All righty, song number three. Oh, I want you. I don't know if I need
Tommy.
You. Tommy.
Oh.
Three, two, one.
Oh, Savage Garden.
Oh.
And I don't need you. Savage Garden needs you. Damn it, Tommy.
I give you one for the artist. Bickmore.
It is. Can you have a bit
more? Chicken cooler.
I'm the kind of person who endorses a deep commitment. Getting comfy, getting perfect is what I live for. But I'm looking...
Jesse's Tinder bio.
And the smell of perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for.
That's a wild bio, mate.
It's quite old.
It's pretty fun.
I know.
Savage Garden.
Three.
I want
two.
You.
Oh!
Ooh. Did I not say that?
No, you said everything but that, actually. Oh. Yeah. Okay. 4-1. So this is Tommy for the win here. Look what you've done. I'm a mother star boy. Look what you've done. Oh, Bickers just.
Get out of it.
What?
Okay, answer.
The Weekend star boy.
Damn it.
look what you've done. Such a good song.
Alrighty, so this is for the win for Tommy and the win for Bickmore, actually.
Surely not, because I've got one.
I came from behind pretty quickly. No, I've got two now.
Yes,
Savage
sorry,
Garden
the win for...
I got Savage Garden.
You got 1 point. Garden? This is why this scoring system is so great. Yeah.
Didn't you come up with it?
No.
I got one for the
Tommy invention.
Half if he gets the name of the... I think it should be like same, same, but backwards and you don't get it.
I'm on 4 points and Bickers is surely only on 3 points. Three points.
Oh, sorry, three. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Great.
So what happens now?
So this is for either Tommy
for win or a draw, is that right?
No, the win for either of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Win.
Yeah. But you have to get title and artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder.
Carrie. It is harder, faster, stronger.
It is Kanye West stronger.
Oh, make me work a little bit harder.
What, Daft Punk?
A little bit stronger.
I mean, it's too late.
Yeah, it's
too late.
We've
got to take the first answer. Tommy wins.
Stronger.
Christina Aguilera.
Damn it. Thanks and make me fighter.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and there are still loads more to come, the Savo.
I'm not sure about you. I'm assuming you didn't catch the Friends reunion on the weekend.
Oh, God. Let me just think. Did I know? I treated it like every episode of Friends and I happened to miss it.
I happened to miss it too, but I did see something on Ed Sheeran's Insta.
Teddy's photos.
That made me think I wished I'd watched it because there's a dance called The Routine that apparently Courtney Cox and her brother Ross used to be together. I should have
one character name and one actor name.
What was her name again?
Monica.
Monica and Ross used to do together. Anyway, Ed Sheeran is doing it with Courtney Cox. 5, 6, 7, 8. On this big like grass area.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that they were best friends. In the caption it says hashtag the routine, hashtag I know, hashtag friends forever. Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran. Tell me
but
you
friends forever doesn't mean that they're friends forever. It just means friends the show.
I thought it meant they're friends forever. Oh, do you think it just means like
what's a
the
dance
show
from
lives on?
Friends. And they've just had the reunion and I assume he was in it.
Oh, I was just really loving that they were good mates. I loved that a 56-year-old woman and a 30-year-old guy, they're just really enjoying
it's like me and you hanging out.
So mean.
Oh, we're friends forever.
Oh, well, if they're not friends forever, it really ruins the game I wanted to play with you next.
Why? What game have you got?
Well, because I thought they were a very unlikely celeb couple.
Yeah.
Producer Sonda said she'd rather be Ed Sheeran than you.
That was off air.
As if it's a choice. Who would you rather be, Tommy or Ed Sheeran?
When Sonda said me and you laugh.
Oh,
like
did
I've
Sonda
never...
say you? Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
And then you laughed like I've never heard you laugh and you said, please, one's a superstar that's married the love of their life and the other's him. Anyway, let's play your game.
Okay, we'll do it
despite
next.
Them not being friends.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we discovered, well, I discovered that Ed Sheeran and Courtney Cox are friends. They did the routine together on Ed's Instagram. 5, 6, 7, 8. They're very cute. As a nod to the Friends reunion. And then you said to me they're not actually friends. Friends forever just meant like Friends the reunion.
Yeah.
Yes. They are friends. Ed used to live at Courtney's house back in 2014. There was no rent, but I made the bed and cups of tea and things like that. He even introduced Courtney to her partner of 7 years, Johnny McDade.
Johnny. Good on you, Johnny.
Yeah, great. So they are mates.
How old's her partner, out of curiosity?
No, I don't have all those details. Why are you wanting to know if she's with
ages?
A younger man? Is that what you're wanting to
yes,
say?
Yes, because I reckon
she
devour
would be.
A younger man.
A bit like Demi Moore.
She had a show called Cougar Town, didn't she?
Did she?
Oh, yeah. She's good. Fabulous.
I watched that as much 44. As I watch Friends.
Yeah.
Cradle snatcher. Good
anyway,
on you, Courtney.
I thought, how about a fun game
Courtney
that I...
Younger Cox. Sorry.
He wants a game. Sorry, you go.
I'm just having fun making radio, mate. You have a go now. It's good. It's fun.
I wanted to play a game where I give you four people and you have to tell me which two are friends.
Okay, great. This is a great idea.
So there's two pairs of friends in each foursome.
You know, yep.
What?
It's just a great idea.
Came up with it.
Yeah, I know. Then why are you explaining it to me so much?
Because the audience doesn't know the game, do they?
I think the audience is smarter than you think.
Okay. Here's four people.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Courtney Cox. Courtney Younger Cox. Kris Jenner. And Isla Fisher. I'll give them to you again. Jennifer Lawrence, Courtney Cox, Kris Jenner, and Isla Fisher.
Let's say the two old birds and the two young ones.
So, you think?
Courtney Cox and Kris Jenner.
Nah.
No. Okay. And so Courtney Cox is with, maybe she's keeping up her appetite for younger people. She's hanging out with J-Law.
No. Bomp bomp.
I can't remember the other one. Isla Fisher.
Apparently, Isla and Courtney Cox are best friends. Friends forever.
Friends forever.
They met at David Spade's birthday party 17 years ago and have been best mates ever since.
What a funny
They love
old
doing karaoke
gig.
Together.
Do they?
Yes.
That'd be painful.
Meanwhile, Kris Jenner and Jennifer Lawrence are great mates. So apparently, Jennifer Lawrence has always been a big fan of Kris Jenner, and on Jennifer Lawrence's 25th birthday, Kris Jenner surprised her and made an appearance at her 25th birthday. They ended up hanging out in bed together all night, and photos were taken of them, and now they do epic dinner parties together,
they're like besties.
Are they friends or...?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Kris Jenner wrote, Jennifer Lawrence wrote, thanks for making last night a night to remember.
Oh, my God.
Even if we did get caught... I love you. Happy birthday, gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, they're together.
No, I don't think they are together.
That's actually true. Jesse and I always have nights where we just hang out in bed together.
Yeah, you do.
And then send each other messages the next day saying, thanks for a night to remember.
Okay, here's
another
one.
You know how she said she's a fan of Kris Jenner? She'd always been a fan of.
Yeah.
I don't mean this to be rude, but it will sound rude. Fan of what?
A lot of people think that Kris Jenner's awesome.
But what does she do?
She's just the queen of the family. You know?
Of course. Can't believe I didn't think about it.
Well, you know, she runs everything. She runs all their life. She's their manager and all that,
but,
isn't
but
she?
When you Mumager? Say, yeah, but would you say people are fans of managers?
I think you're asking someone that's not idolising Kris Jenner to find reasons why I would
idolise. But usually when you
Kris
talk
Jenner.
About fans of things, it's like, you know, because I love the way it's LeBron James and I love the way he played basketball and stuff.
Let me just do a bit more research.
What does she just love? The way she's the mum of a family.
Got a lot of pieces of paper. let's see.
Should we check on a song?
I've been in awe of Kris Jenner.
Oh, God.
Still not explaining why, is it? she's a hardcore keeping up with the Kardashians fan, so that's why she'd love Kris Jenner.
Oh, right.
Does that help you out?
She's a groupie.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another set of four
for you. Yeah,
great. Okay. Yeah. Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey and Martha Stewart.
Oh, well, I know Snoop and Martha Stewart are friends.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so the Matthew McConaughey.
How come Martha and Snoop Dogg are friends?
Because they cook together.
They do.
They've
first
cooking
met
show.
On Martha's show in 2008, and then they got reunited on the Justin Bieber roast. They were together on Comedy Central, and they got along so well. They got a spin-off show, Potluck Dinner Party, where they celebrity guests, they cook. They play silly games. Isn't that a fun little duo?
That's great. And what about the other two?
And Matthew McConaughey and Shawn Mendes.
Together.
no, they just said that they started, Mendes started texting Matthew McConaughey DMing Matthew McConaughey on Instagram, asked for his number. No, because I've got to tell you about one more.
Jesse.
Do you know who else Snoop Dogg is friends with?
I don't care.
David Beckham.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Beckham was the first person to ever listen to Snoop's album Malice in Wonderland.
I wish this game wasn't my idea.
Did you know? Hey, I got some more.
Oh, mate!
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.